Bird I've ever heard.
I can't even see it.
Like, it sounds like a squeaky toy, you know, like Sooty and Sweep.
Yeah, where is it? It must be tiny as well.
I don't know, we shouldn't be looking up because it might poo on your face. Anyway, we're in a park.
It's a budgie.
It's a budgie.
Oh, is it? Look.
Oh, yeah, it's a green one.
Yeah.
But it's kind of camouflaged in the tree. It's only meant to be over here.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, come on, budgie.
Well, anyway, you've joined us. We're in the park. We've actually come back to the same park that we recorded the sleep episode many, many moons ago.
Look, our mate's here.
And I decided to bring Anna back to the place, Pets Corner. It's Longford Park, if you've ever been down this way in Manchester. And I wanted to come and see my favourite animals,
Amber,
which are the goats. It's not Amber. This is Frodo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, Frodo.
Frodo.
Frodo!
Frodo, come over here.
Frodo, come to mummy.
He's just eating leaves and grass and stuff. Do you think that's all they
do? Plant-based.
He's plant-based, literally.
He's having a coconut latte in a minute.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So anyway, welcome to Slimming World Podcast. And I forgot to do our little other normal introduction.
Yeah.
We've just gone straight into it today.
We haven't done this for a while, have we?
Yeah. It's been a couple of weeks since me and Anna actually got together, so... You know, we've got so much to catch up on.
Haven't
so
we?
Many things to talk about with you, with each other and stuff.
It's been an eventful time, isn't it?
But we thought we'd come out. The rain has disappeared. The blue sky is out. And so we thought a nice little walk round the park would be just what we need.
Have you seen what I've got on my feet? Proper trainers that are not leopard print to actually walk in. Yeah?
Amazing.
Still got the leopard print coat.
So... Today we are talking about getting back on track. Chances are, if you've picked on this episode, maybe you're not someone who listens to all of our episodes in order. Maybe it's been a while since you've listened to our podcast, because I imagine, as many of us do, we fall in love and out of love with Slimming World. And sometimes probably the thought of listening to this podcast is like just another thing to add to your to-do list when you're really not feeling like loving Slimming World. Totally get it. So we have been inspired by a few of your emails, actually. We normally do your emails when we come to listeners' questions, which we'll do another one later this month. But it just seems to be that a few of you have been really struggling. And I know that I've really struggled with this too. But this is one particular message we got. And it's, you know, it sums up like many of them. Clarabella sent us a message.
Oh, I love her.
Saying she's been with Slimming World for 2 years. First year was great, lost 7 stone, but for the last 6 months has been struggling big time and has put 2 stone back on. Feels like she's on the slippery slope to regaining all the weight. For me, food is emotional, it is love. And if I don't have food, I don't feel loved, if that makes sense. Would love a podcast on sabotage and getting back on track after a massive gain. And I really kind of felt that. And, you know, you were totally not the only person that sent us a message like that, Clarabella.
And we've both been there.
Yeah. And let's face it, you know, if we step back a couple of weeks, I've just put my phone away. Listener's question. It was all about self-sabotage.
Yeah. I've just done a group and it was all about sabotage and how people had regained weight and were feeling really sad. I asked the room who had been on a journey more than once, and 98% of the room had lost weight and regained it and lost their mind. So you're not alone, people.
Yeah. Well, we've done that.
We have been experts at that.
What I thought was interesting about Clarabella's message was, I totally understand. I'm now coming into my 3rd year of doing this journey, and 1st year was great, averaged 1 pound a week loss, did the 4 stone. Last year, kind of all right for the first half, but since June, I've just had a big gain because I've just had a bit of time off on holiday, but I just feel like I've just completely stagnated. I've lost the love. And I've tried all different kinds of things, but it's just not really happening. And this idea of getting back on track, I thought, well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? And if we're going to do this plan long term, then you have to find a way to muddle through.
Yes, I have just been working with all my groups this week about this. When you absolutely set sail and have the most incredible start to your journey, you're feeling empowered, motivated, the weight sliding off, you're loving the changes, you're loving in your mind and body, and then it almost grinds to a halt and it feels like the hardest thing you've done. And it's normally when you've got kind of part way through or to the end of your journey, isn't it, when you've not got that much to go or you're restarting and you need that focus. And so we've been really working this week on the why you want to lose weight, thinking about the feelings of what's so brilliant when you lose weight, and looking at the reasons why you don't want to lose weight, what don't you like about slimming and all those type of things, and trying to reignite your fire like you would in a relationship. Sometimes when you've been together a long time, you need to go away for that weekend or have a date night, don't you, remember what you fell in love with, not the bits you hate. And I think that's sometimes where we get caught in a trap, don't we? I'm exhausted and I don't think I can carry on doing this. Is that a bit how you feel?
Yeah, I just, I still go to group every week. Even whilst I had this time off, I still went to group
well
every week.
Done.
You know, and I just
I've
kind
trained
of
trained you well.
I did a live on our Instagram this week. We're at Slimming World Podcast, by the way. And it'd been a couple of weeks since I'd done any lives on our account because it kind of just felt a little bit like I was a fraud.
Oh, Claire.
But it's easily done, you know. I totally understand where you come from as a consultant, that, you know, you have to kind of get up almost on stage and perform every week, and the idea that you kind of, well, people are judging me by how I look and how much weight I've lost, whether I can actually help them.
That's all in our minds. I said that to my group today. I said, do you know, I felt really bad a few weeks ago. I put on 2 pounds. I thought, oh my God, I'm going to walk in. They'll tell me, they can see my bum's bigger. They can see all of this. And they were like, Anna, that's the last thing we'd ever think about you. But we put this added pressure on ourselves, don't we? Like, people are going to think, oh my God, she's back here again. She's doing it again. Or, you know, that kind of thing that you're a fraud. Mm. You are the least fraudulent slimmer I've ever met. You own
Thanks.
It. No, but you do. I don't know.
It's difficult. You know, whilst I'm not a consultant, actually doing this podcast kind of makes me feel a little bit like...
You're under pressure, aren't we? Yeah.
Yes, I should be losing weight every week so that I am flying the Slimming World flag really high.
I'm a great example, but I listeners, tell us if I'm wrong. I don't think they enjoy listening to our podcast because we have successfully lost weight. They probably are listening more because we have been those people that have successfully lost weight and successfully regained the weight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just made you walk straight through the mud then.
I just walked right through real mud.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Move over then.
Because I just feel like I need to wear my trainers in mud.
I was taking you to this lovely little bench where we've got the daffodils. And are the purple ones crocus?
You're asking me, babe.
I don't know.
I buy fake flowers. There are no real flowers in my house. They're all fake. All fake. I'm having artificial grass in the garden. Anyway, we digress. And people don't like it when we digress.
Come and have a sit down.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah? Come and have a sit down.
Okay.
Well, I thought you were going to go the other side, actually.
Okay.
This is where Anna, last time we came here on the same bench, do you remember you sat in the middle? And I was like, oh, yeah. Thanks for that. I'll just squeeze my one bum cheek on the end. Oh, goodness me. So back on track. You know, I've been trying to do all kinds of different things, and we're going to get into maybe some of our top tips of where to start. I've just been looking at this from a million different perspectives of how to get back my mojo. And fitness has been something that I've taken on.
Yes.
We know I've been doing the vegan thing and the Slimming World thing. I'm running my own business. I've moved home. Everything feels very new. I'm part
what
of a new community.
Love.
It can't, actually, when I kind of hit pause for a bit last week, I kind of thought, oh, I've got quite a lot going on.
And you've not
Maybe
achieved
it's too much.
Have you?
Maybe that's why I'm not moving forwards, because I'm too many circles going on.
Or maybe you're doing brilliantly. And actually, you're running your own business, you've just bought yourself a house, you've just met a new lovely boy, you are losing weight or have lost a hell of a lot of weight. Wow!
Yeah.
I think there's an interesting thing you say, getting back on track.
Or placing so much effort on the numbers on the scales.
Yeah.
That's I'm beating myself up. I'm not on track because I'm not weighing in and losing weight every week. But in the big picture, I'm doing so many things.
Exactly. But you know that thing, the word back, that you just said?
Beck.
Yeah. So I'm all about training the subconscious and training it positively. So when you say things like back, you know, negative words to the subconscious, somehow you've got to make a shift to be good and be better. Actually, it's a different phase in your journey, and you've got to go and find a new way to do this that fits in with your new home, your new vegan lifestyle, your new relationship and all of that. And I think if we try and go backwards, we somehow feel we've failed. So we've got to go back to better things, not move forward and create something nicer. Mm. This is a new phase. This is the end of your weight loss journey to your life at Target. And so you may have to do things differently.
Yeah, I read a book whilst I was off called The Unexpected Joy of Being Ordinary. And so it's by the author's Catherine Gray, but she's also the one who did The Unexpected Joy of Being Sober, The Unexpected Joy of Being Single. And I really like her writing style. She's a similar age to me, similar story.
Oh, wow. So very inspiring.
But The Unexpected Joy of Being Ordinary. And in part of it, I mean, they weren't exercises, but I decided to kind of partake. She said, you know, write a letter to your year ago self.
Oh, yes. I love this.
And it was really a good exercise to kind of tell myself all the things that are coming up to be excited about. And I really kind of thought, gosh, this year there's been a lot happened. But even some of the things, like some of the friends that I've made, I haven't even known for a year.
No.
And at that point, I was saying, writing to myself, you've got these things to look forward to. You're about to meet someone who will be crucial in the next stage of your development.
It's crazy, isn't it? It is,
you know, and holding on to those ordinary moments.
Yeah.
Kind of just, I think what I'm trying to say as one of my tips here is having a bigger perspective.
Yeah, definitely. And like you just said before, not concentrating on those numbers. We just had a lady in our group and she was like, I feel amazing. I feel slim. I feel happy. My insides feel clean. She's like, the scales have maintained, but I'm amazing and I feel brilliant. And that's the thing. You food optimized. You feel good. Celebrate that. Not the fact that the scales might not have changed in the direction you want at that moment. So I think another tip that we always come back to is don't focus on the numbers.
Yeah.
Another thing, I don't know if you feel this, keep it exciting. Mm. Keep it interesting. Like, I've just been so inspired by a packet of well-known bacon rasher flavoured crisps, coating them in chicken. Coating chicken in them. But I'm trying something new and exciting for dinner that isn't, you know, a jacket potato and baked beans or a curry that I've made 18 million times. It's that love and passion you have for food that I think sometimes it feels a chore, doesn't it? Like, I remember when you first went plant-based, you were so excited by the new things you were finding and the new things you could do with a bit of jackfruit.
I still am. The problem is, every time I go out and see, oh, they've got vegan cake, I feel like I should try some.
We did just have a nice bit of vegan cake, didn't we?
Did,
yeah. But we shared. It's fine.
A very big piece.
It was very big, but there was some goodness in it.
Can I just flip what you said the other way, though?
Yeah.
About getting excited. I think what I've also had to do more recently is accept that losing weight isn't always fun.
Oh, do you know what? Losing weight is the toughest thing I have ever done, other than having a child that does not sleep. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. It ain't meant to be fun.
No, well, I was reading another book whilst I was away, full of book wrecks today, Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning. And it's about these six habits that you can kind of do every day, savers, silence, affirmation, visualization, exercise, reading and scribing. Anyway, digress.
You've got most of them down.
Yeah, I have, but just kind of practicing them on a more regular basis. You can do them like in 6 minutes. You don't have to do like 60 minutes.
Oh, right, okay.
But there's some really good quotes in this book, and I screenshotted this one page because I thought, oh, knowing that we were going to be doing Back on Track, I thought this is super interesting. So it says, this one quote is from a guy called Don Marquis,
Nice.
Who I think is like a famous author, but I don't know who he is.
Oh God, right, okay.
So I don't know. Cheers, Don, anyway. Don says, successful people aren't born that way. Ooh. They become successful by establishing the habit of doing things unsuccessful people don't like to do. The successful people don't always like doing these things themselves. They just get on and do them. And I was,
that's so
this
poignant.
Was in my mind, and I went to the gym that morning, and there were a few of the women who, life goals, are unbelievable at some of this CrossFit stuff. They are super strong. One of the women is a policewoman, and I was chatting with her and I was like, you know, you're just so good at nailing this. Mm. I just don't know how you do it. And she said, can I be honest? The last 2 months, I've hated getting up and coming here.
Oh.
I have hated it, but I can't go back to where I was 2 years ago. I don't want to go back to the beginning. So I turn up and I just keep going. And that phrase about actually, I just assumed that she loved it and that's why she was great. But actually, they just get on and do it. They don't always like doing these things themselves. It kind of blew the myth that everybody else is loving it and you're not.
Yes, totally.
The other quote was from another dude who's a motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn? I don't know.
Don't ask the dyslexic, love.
Sorry. Motivation is what gets you started.
Yes.
Habit is what keeps you going.
Yeah, and that's
and
so
I
true.
Talked a lot about like consistency as being that thing that's, you know, like to me going to group, okay, I'm not really losing weight, but I'm turning up and I'm staying connected. And if it's just one little thing that I pick up each week,
it's that help.
And
support.
So I thought that was, yeah, you know, like we talk about what really kind of makes Slimming World work is making it a lifestyle, not thinking of it as a diet. So thought that phrase was, motivation is what gets you started, habit is what keeps you going. So what habits are we forming right now that will enable us to keep this weight off, to just keep chipping away at this journey slowly? Like, what are those habits? What habits do we want?
Or looking at it a different way, what habits have crept in that you can get rid of?
That's true.
We did a big thing in my groups a couple of weeks ago about looking at the difference that measuring a healthy extra and not measuring it could make to your weight loss. The amount of sins you might be spending on like a scrape of butter.
I went and bought those little spoon things.
Yeah, it makes such a difference. And so just if you're in the habit of not doing something, like not putting your one-third speed, not measuring your healthy extras, we talk really candidly in group about attaching a sin value to things, even though we know it's not the right sin value, just to appease ourselves. So, you know, a Freddo being three sins, it's not three sins, but I've made myself feel better. Actually, can you really go and investigate what you're truly having? Because that could be a new habit that you're forming, you know, that could get you a better weight loss or get you back in that zone. You know, measuring, doing the plan, but finding those habits that you are gaining joy from. So, like the habit of actually going to boot camp for you, it might not feel enjoyable now, but when your thighs are tight and your bum's pert, that's going to be a nice habit.
That's why we're sitting down.
Were you? Okay. So, you know, I often think, you know, when you drive to work and the traffic's bad, it's awful, isn't it? You know, sometimes, and you think, you don't turn around and go, I'm not going to work. You get through that traffic every day and you get to work. Sometimes with a weight loss journey, we see the traffic jam, you go, sod this, I ain't doing it.
Mm.
But you can't, if you want something, you've got to keep that focus and keep remembering. And that's why, going back to what I said at the beginning, why do you want it? What does being slim give you? What's nice about losing weight? What's joyous about being healthier? Not, God, this is what I hate about slimming. It's about finding that love back, I think. Mm.
Whilst I was away, I finally bought a new swimming costume.
Good work.
Finally.
Because that was from like 5 stone ago.
Well, I realised that swimming costume, it was not slimming, I bought that 8 years ago.
Jeepers. And how much have your boobs changed since then?
I mean, it was like...
You could fit me and
you
in that.
The nips were out when I was wearing that.
And not in like a good way, not like it was designed.
I took it when I went to London in December and I knew they had a sauna. I took that old swimming costume and
well
I was like,
naked.
This was ridiculous. But then in that kind of place, you can put a towel around, can't you?
Yeah, true.
So anyway, I was on the beach with the boy that I'm seeing in this new swimming costume, and we walked loads and loads and loads on the holiday. And I remember one of the holidays I had a couple of years previous when I was in Italy, and God, it was like 35, 40 degrees. I was wearing Spanx under maxi dresses, sweating profusely. And even then, you know, I wasn't at my biggest, but my ankles were always swollen. My feet would always kill at the end of the day. It was physically painful by maybe day 2, 3, 4 of the holiday.
Yeah.
And this time I didn't feel like that. I felt like
chafing.
There was no chafing.
Oh, which is always good.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's been a good holiday when there's no chafing.
Wow, your barometer of a holiday is very different to mine.
No, what I mean is I've had many a holiday where I look at a picture and I think, but Anna, your thighs were rubbing together and your arms were hurting you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas when I lost weight, I'm like, oh no, actually, I remember that was a really beautiful glass of wine, or that sunset was lovely, not that I needed some chafe cream, is what I meant.
It's been a mad couple of months. It's been very emotional. It's been very testing. But I kind of just thought, okay, yes, you've had a big gain, but let's put big perspective here. Then you just turn up. I think the number one tip is just go back to group.
And also, Claire, celebrate. Celebrate, babe, that you've lost so much weight. Celebrate that you've just bought a new swimming costume. Celebrate that you've bought a house. Celebrate the achievement. Don't berate for the gain.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Because what does it do, berating yourself? What does it do, making yourself feel guilty? If you're anything like I used to be, it will send you headfirst into some chocolate or some cake or some wine, and then you go, well, I'm fat already, I might as well eat.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
It's easy to kind of feel like a chore sometimes. You know, I go to the gym 3 times a week. I go walking twice a week. I go swimming world once a week. And it becomes just something that you do.
Yeah.
But... to lose the love of it.
I had a lady today who came and said, I didn't want to come today. I was absolutely dreading getting on the scale. She said, but I got to group. I saw you guys. We've been chatting. We've had a great time. I'm in the same boat, she said, and I feel like my spirit's been lifted. She said, and that's why group's so important to me, is to get that injection of support and get that injection of knowing I'm not the only one this has happened to. Mm. And to see people who've come through the dark period and get back over it. So that's another tip. Use your group, harness their knowledge, harness their experience and their power, because there'll be someone who has been in your very seat. You know, Claire, I remember watching you in group giving advice, like, you know, you came back and you'd gained that weight, but actually what you were to group was that beacon of inspiration that, yeah, I gained it, but boy have I lost it. And I think it's recognizing that. Another tip I'm going to, and this is to you personally, love, don't put this pressure that you're a fraud or you need to be on some sort of pedestal, because actually just being you and trudging through your life is an inspiration, and I think you need to grant yourself some kind of respect for that, sister.
Aww.
She's not good at taking a compliment. She's like, oh no, I'm going to hide in my hat.
No, that actually like put tears in my eyes a little bit.
Oh no, we can't.
You can't hug me, yeah. You can't hug me, I'm like...
No, but I think that's something to really recognise for everyone. Like,
I don't feel like that, though. And what really stuck out with Clarabella's message, I think, was that you sometimes can feel within yourself that you're slipping back.
Yeah, and that's fear talking, isn't it?
It is fear. It is very scary, because I very vividly still remember how much I beat myself up for allowing myself to go backwards. You know, I lost 3 stone the first time on my journey, was 1 pound of Target, I took the foot off the gas. And then I went and put 6 stone on, and it's like,
not gonna
happen again. I can't do that. Well, I can't now anyway, because I know you. Jesus, you'd be pounding my door down.
Imagine, I'd be unscrewing the lock. Like, take it from someone who has been at this weight within a 5 pound boundary for the last 5 years. You won't go back there.
No.
I never went back to that place again. Yeah, I've had some ups and downs. Yes, I've gained some weight, but I've lost it again. But I've never gone back. Never gone back. Mm. It's too important to me now. And my habits have changed so much that I would never go back to that person I was before. I stop myself before I ever get there. You know, you'd be feeling a bit sad today. You had a bit of cake, but you had half a bit of cake.
Mm.
Then have a bit of vegan cake that probably, do you know what I mean?
Saved the planet.
Yeah, you saved the planet. But also probably had so much goodness in it. You haven't just gone and eaten 4 bits of cake and 3 bottles of wine.
No.
So I think kindness to your soul, Claire.
Mm.
And to anyone out there who's feeling a bit sad and a bit rubbish about regaining some weight, let go of that guilt, because that's the burden. That's the biggest thing that's holding you back.
Do you know what the other part is? That when you kind of do the swimming world thing and you take food away as your crutch.
What is there?
What is my crutch? And there's no other thing other than to really just feel that you feel a bit sad.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm at.
And acknowledging that. Because you know what? I think you've got to feel the sadness to feel the joy.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I honestly think.
Man.
I know it's really deep. I've been really struggling with my anxiety lately. And Phil said to me, just know there's a lighter period after this, and the sun will shine brighter when you've got through this dark bit.
He's good, isn't he?
I've trained him well. But, you know, actually, you don't remember that when you feel sad. You think it's always going to feel like this. But actually, when you laugh for the first time after you've been sad, it's the most enjoyable laugh. Like, when you're happy after you've had a heartbreak, it's the nicest feeling of love, isn't it?
Mm.
So I think it's remembering that. And that it's in your hands. You can change how you feel overnight.
Mm.
You really can. And if food fixed us, and if food made the problems better, I'd be the first person to advocate it as a medicine. It doesn't. I'd be giving it out on prescription. Here you go, a bit of cake, love.
No,
that's what
amount
you write
of food
out.
And alcohol will make you feel better. I do remember you saying that.
It doesn't. If it did, well, we'd all be fixed, wouldn't we? Mm. We're not. And it's sometimes easier to bury yourself in the food than it is to acknowledge the pain you feel. And it takes a strength of character to say, yeah, it sucks, I feel really sad, but I'm just going to go with this. And actually, the food is only going to add to my sadness.
Mm.
That's my best bit of advice.
Thanks, Matt.
Does it help a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
It's just kind of, yeah, I think that word acceptance.
Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like, okay, let's accept that you took your foot off the gas, you had a gain. Maybe you needed that. Maybe you needed this little bump to kind of, you know, keep you going over the next bit. Maybe that's okay. Maybe, yeah.
But tell me what's so bad. What have you done that's so bad? Because this is what I always say to my members. Have we killed anyone? Have we harmed a small person or an animal? Have we stolen anything? You know, what have we done? You've gained some weight. You've eaten some more calories. What happens is we feel the emotion of everything we've put into our weight loss. So we have the fear of going back. We have the fear of failure. We have the fear of humiliation. We have all these emotions that come into that fact. Actually, when you peel it down, you've gained some weight. That's all you've done.
It's very true. It's a bit like the end of a relationship. You feel like that's the end of all your hopes and dreams for relationships ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Rather than just that person.
Or rather than going, God, I've got rid of a mighty idiot, you feel like your life's fallen apart. No, I've set myself free. And I think that comes from your perception. I've always been that eternal optimist. Maybe when I should have been a bit more pessimistic, I've been eternally optimistic. But I think I always try and look at things and say, right, there's got to be a glimmer of hope in that. That's the only way I've got through illness. That's the only way I've got through death and weight gain is all of that. Well, what can I pick that's positive rather than how am I going to berate myself about what's negative?
It's like that's the kind of mindset that I've been pondering over more recently, because I have to be honest, like a couple of years ago when I was first starting out on this and even before that, I don't think I ever really truly felt excited about my future.
No.
If I'm honest, I couldn't really remember any time. I just kind of lived in the moment, and a lot of time when I look forwards, I was quite fearful because it was just blank and unknown. And I do genuinely feel I am excited. I do have things that I'm looking forward to.
So many amazing things to look forward to.
But that can be difficult when you're in that downward spiral, that kind of depressive state, to the thought of just getting back onto track, even just taking the first step, which might be as simple as just going back to group and sitting there and facing the scales, or, you know, going and doing the food shop, or just, you know, writing down what your why is. It could just be, what is that small step? Rather than kind of thinking the whole thing that you've got to do, is it can be really daunting, but it's the, you know, just doing that chihuahua step. It really is that, isn't
exactly.
it? I definitely have. I'm not saying to myself at the moment, right, we're going to get the food diary, we're going to do the full food shop, we're going to do every day, we're just going to have 10 sins, we're going to do SP days.
No, Claire.
I did an SP day the other day, vegan. Would you believe it?
I would.
I did. I, do you know, I proper nerded out. I went through the book and I went and got a tin of every beans that had a P next to it.
Jesus, windy wept.
So I'm having a tin of beans every day, right, different beans.
As Anna moves up the bench.
No, I've just been mixing up like haricot beans.
Oh, I
one
like a haricot
beer. Pinto beans.
A butter bean. Have they got a P next to them?
They have, yeah.
Oh, so, good.
But you know what? That was my one small step. I was like, right, today I'm going to look up can I add a bit more. I don't know. Mix up my protein a little bit more. You know, to throw in some of my meals, because I was just relying too much on my healthy extras.
Right, okay.
I was eating 1,000 pita pockets.
Oh, I do like a pita pocket.
So,
are you bored of a pita pocket?
No. So that was my one small thing that I did that day. And then I went back and did my food diary the next day.
And do you celebrate those things? Because I remember having a jar of celebrations, not the chocolates, but like the things that I'd done that day that made me happy, and I'd write them on a little post-it note at night and put them in the jar, and then when I was feeling a bit down or rubbish, I'd read it and be like, oh, you weighed your cheese, Anna.
That's the David Goggins, that is, like the cookie jar.
But it really helped
over
me.
Over a year, you have to write all the lovely little things.
Yeah,
you put it in a cookie
I've done
jar
it for
and it's
Daisy.
Solid evidence.
Yeah, for like the little milestones. But I think it's about celebration, not careerization, and learning. Learning, okay, why did I put weight on last week? Was because X, Y, and Z happened, and I had the packet of Kit Kats in, so I ate them all. So I've got to make a plan next week that the Kit Kats aren't going to be in. It's going to be strawberries and yogurt. Mm. Do you see what I mean? Learn from it so that it doesn't happen again, so you don't have those feelings again.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still doing my push to Easter.
How long have we? Yeah,
we've got a few weeks.
Yeah.
So I've still been doing that. I mean, overall, I've still averaged a loss. Just.
But you've averaged a loss.
Yeah.
Not just. It's a loss. I don't. You know, going back to I always use Daisy as an example. When she was walking or learning to potty train, you don't go, "Oh, Daisy, you only made 3/4 of your wee in the potty." You celebrate that she made 1 drop of the potty. Do you know what I mean? But you're going, "I've made a loss." Just celebrate. There was no just, you've lost.
Celebrate the small things.
Yeah.
Know your why.
Yeah.
Look at what habits that you're forming.
Or need to unform.
What else did we just say?
I don't know, we've been talking for a while, haven't we?
Yeah. 30 minutes and 34 seconds.
Oh, we've got to end on a round number.
Come on, I mean... Perfectionist.
No, I've got a thing about numbers. Anyway, that's a whole other thing.
That's ignore the numbers. Not if you're Anna.
Oh, not on the scales.
What else is there to say on Back on Track?
Just get excited. Like I said before, just go and embrace it. Do you know what? If you're listening right now, next week could be a 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 pounds off on the scales. Next week could be your week to absolutely go, I found my courage and I did it. It could be the week you give up chocolate. It could be the week you find broccoli. Just go and be excited about the prospect of changing that week into one that you're proud of.
My tip is not as excitable as yours. Mine is just, what one small thing can you do right now?
Okay, there's always that then.
Mine is just, because I'm in that zone where I'm
you're
a bit
in a
like,
funk.
Oh.
I've just come straight out of creep,
and so
I'm like,
that's really lovely. That's like, yeah, let's do it, people.
She wants to headbutt me right
and
now.
And in like 2 weeks or whatever, you'll hear me be like, yeah, I'm on it, man. What do you mean the weight loss is hard?
Yeah.
But it's right easy,
now,
man.
Right now, you don't like me very much,
do
you?
Don't like this. I don't like the journey. I don't want to go to group tomorrow to weigh in. I just like, but what one small thing can... we do right
can
now.
I just say though, because I was feeling like this a couple of weeks ago and it wasn't very well, I'd had all the, and then I was like, right, come on, let's find it back, and I found my excitement and sparkle and it's like pouring out of my every pore.
Pouring out every pore.
I know, I knew you were going to pick that up.
The dyslexic would know that they are spelt differently.
They are, I know, I do. But what I'm saying is the state you feel right now is going to shift.
Oh yeah. And look at what's in front of us. Springtime is coming, people. The daffodils are waiting to pop open. Some of them are starting to emerge. Oh, the clocks are going to change soon.
The sunshine's
going to come out. It's going to be warm. I won't have to wear my coat, my hat, my gloves. And Anna might come out more.
Yeah, no, I won't come out till the height of summer. Not until a flip-flop is able to be worn will I actually come out more.
I'm going to have to like hire a bike and take you on a bike ride down the trail near me.
No, only if it's got a sidecar. I'll lose weight, it's fine. I'll be light.
A sidecar?
Yeah, I can't ride a bike, Claire.
Yeah, but you remember in the early episode...
Yeah,
you said
I lied. No, I would like to do it. Actually, I got a leaflet through the door that is for cycle lessons. So it made me think it was an omen, so I'm going to learn to cycle, yeah.
It's brilliant. Just the feeling of the air in your hair.
I'd rather go for like a blow dry and get the hair dryer on
me. The freedom that it gives you.
Yeah.
I mean, I got my bike out the other day and now moved from Manchester to the Peak District. It was fine where I went to. I cycled to the gym. But I didn't cycle, I just rolled down the hill.
Oh, nice. I
could
do that.
On the way back, it was like in first gear... absolute 1-1 because like there's three different things. Yeah, this one I was in absolute lowest gear possible and I was like, I gotta go, and I just basically was cycling so slowly, a bus was coming up behind me and I just thought, no, I've got to give in.
I quite like a scooter. I go on Daisy's scooter. Could I scoot?
Just get one really strong calf.
Yeah, one mobility scooter. Can I have one of them?
Well, look, next week, we were just planning what we're going to do for next week's episode. We're going to go to a shopping centre. Oh. And
are they going to be discounted stores?
Imagine if we could get like the scooters to go around the shopping centre.
Let's do it.
Oh my god, we need L plates.
Oh my god.
Anyway, next week we're doing an episode about doing Slimming World on a budget.
Yes, I've got lots of hints and tips, haven't we?
So, you know, it's
quite a beanie episode.
We're trying to dispel the myth that being on a weight loss journey doesn't mean you have to spend a pretty penny.
No.
Or you do want to spend a pretty penny when it comes to stepping on the scales.
Yes. Yes. A lot of rituals go on, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into that. But anyway, I'm Claire. She's Anna. This is Slimming World Podcast. It's Send us an email if you want. slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on the Tinstagram, which is @slimmingworldpodcast. And hey, we're actually even sponsored by Slimming World now.
How did that happen?
Occasionally, we meant to sound like we know what we're talking about.
Sugar.
But yeah, come join us. Share with your stuff. We've got a listeners' crushes episode coming up in a few weeks as well. So thank you for your comments and your questions, because that has shaped this particular episode. Back on track. Hope you enjoyed it.
Take care.